Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine grinds into its fourth gruesome week, the death toll and numbers of refugees fleeing their homeland move ever upwards. In London, the response to the humanitarian appeal has been heartening, as Londoners donate cash, time, and essential items to the aid effort. Now the world of art has answered the call too, with Hackney-based artist Idris Khan creating prints from a watercolour painting based on the Ukrainian flag washed over sheet music paper from Vivaldi's Four Seasons to raise money for the Evening Standard's Ukraine appeal. It's part of a collaboration with Migrate Art, which is an organisation working with artists to raise funds for refugees, with all profits going to the Disasters Emergency Committee. Here's Idris in conversation with Evening Standard's Deputy Arts Editor Jesse Thompson.
Tell us about your artwork.
It's made with Japanese paper and an archival ink process. It's of a sheet of music, or two sheets of music, that's sort of collaged together. It's watercoloured in blue and yellow, which resembles the Ukrainian flag in some way.
When did you decide that as an artist you wanted to respond to the situation in this way?
Immediately, straight away. It was one of those moments just coming into the studio and sort of just grabbing things in front of you and what can you sort of make. So I watercolour, or over the past sort of year, I'm making very bright watercolour paintings, collages on music paper. And, you know, every day I come into the studio and I wash the music paper with watercolour, and then I sort of play with them in this sort of collage way, and bringing two strong colours, or three or four strong colours together. And it's quite vivid, actually. I remember just coming in and then just sort of like, just listen to the news or just watch the news and just thinking, oh my God, what can you do? And I made an image, put a sheet of blue, a music paper over a sheet of yellow paper and cut it, and to make the sort of, I suppose, what would resemble quite close to the Ukrainian flag, to then immediately show support, right? And, you know, for me, I probably didn't think about it of something that would be for sale. I just made it and put it on Instagram. And so I shot it, snapped it, and then just sent it out there. And immediately people sort of writing to me thinking, God, you've got to do this and get it out there. And then I've been working with Migrate Art before in an auction that I did a couple of years ago with them to help refugees in Syria. And I just immediately got in touch with Simon and just said, like, you know, let's do this. Let's get this out there as quick as possible. And it's amazing. It's only been, 8 days, and we're going to release it soon.
You've recently started using more colour in your work, and here we see the yellow and blue of the Ukrainian flag. How has it felt for you to see those colours and that symbol appear across the world?
It's become this symbol of free world, I think, for a lot of people, and then a symbol of hope and defiance. And it's really strong. You know, it's two bold, strong colours, blue and yellow. And my work isn't necessarily the exact blue or the exact yellow. It wasn't supposed to. It's supposed to resemble that in some way. And then it becomes almost like, I mean, any sort of, I suppose, artwork becomes a sort of relic in some way. So it's now this thing, this object that I've made, that hopefully lots of people will buy, support the terrible situation, what's happening in Ukraine. But also then it becomes this sort of relic of that time and capturing that moment. So when people look at it, they cannot forget about what's happening on a daily basis.
You've donated your work as part of the Evening Standard's Ukraine appeal. Why was that so important for you?
I've got a great relationship with the Evening Standard. Anyway, you've been so supportive over my career. And it has a massive reach, right? I mean, it's like, hopefully, maybe people who are not necessarily into art, hopefully open the newspaper and have a look at this incredibly strong image and feel the need to support it. So really, I mean, for me, it's become about like how many people can see this thing and how much money we can make, and hopefully very, very quickly.
How do you think art can help at times of war?
I think it could do a lot. I mean, you can see at the moment, you know, a lot of artists are trying their best to like sort of respond in the best way that they can, whether it's making a print, whether it's sort of, in fact, going to Ukraine and doing something there. I think it's about sort of focusing people's attention somehow, and I think art can do that. And even if it's like a a little bit of a rest as well somehow. You know, can you make something beautiful where someone just like has to sort of stop and look at it for a while and then be responsive and then get the message out there and get the support behind people? I think that's what it can do. It can rally a lot.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. Signed prints of I Thought We Had More Time are £300 and available until the 31st of March via migrateart.com/products/IdrisKhan. And you can donate to the Standard's Ukraine Appeal at gofundme.com/Evening Standard Ukraine Appeal. That's the leader. We're back on Tuesday at 4 p.m.